At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Is it much ado about nothing or not enough ado about something? We're going to find out in the next couple of minutes as a sports story that is developed over the last 24 hours still has us maybe asking more questions than actual answers. Welcome in as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. He is Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, in for Doug Gottlieb. Doug Gottlieb joined us last hour. If you missed it, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. Jared Smith will be joining us to give us all the info we need to know on how to bet the rest of the games, whether it be tonight or tomorrow. Jared's going to be joining us in about 25 minutes. We are going to break away from the tournament talk for a second. And I want to open this up to everyone, Aaron, in terms of the crew. Jason Stewart, Nick Cope at the news desk, Iowa Sam, our technical producer. This Shohei Ohtani story, to me, is an enormous deal. And I was shocked to see on websites today, specifically ESPN, you go to their Major League Baseball page, they had huge news on what transpired yesterday with Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, allegedly needing money from Shohei Ohtani and stealing $4.5 million to cover gambling debts. After the LA Times broke this story, Aaron, ESPN had followed up with their own story, which had much more information and much more context to it. The amount, when these things were paid. We found out that it was international events, soccer matches, stuff like that. Baseball was not involved. But there was also this weird timeline of who was talking and what they were saying and when the interpreter said this, and then he changed his stories, and then the attorney said this, which was different from what the interpreter said. There was just a lot of confusion in what was happening, and many people, including myself, were saying, well, the interpreter's got to be taking one for Shohei Ohtani. With all that being said, I am amazed that this isn't still a front-page story on an ESPN baseball site. I understand that today is the tournament, but when you have baseball's biggest star possibly entangled in a gambling story with this sport, I'm just amazed at maybe how people want to move this down the line, because I think this is something that can linger throughout the season.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's funny, I've joked about, you know, I think Shohei Ohtani is the perfect example of how baseball doesn't have the national cachet that it used to, because a guy who's the best hitter and the best pitcher in the league at the same time, up until probably the last, you know, year or so, I never thought was as big of a deal as it should be. But maybe this is an example of it's good for baseball that people aren't more invested. Now, granted, it's March Madness, the NCAA tournament's about to break, but I'm with you. This is huge. And I think it goes without saying, this is an obvious take, but it's huge because all of these leagues have, we all have. Everyone in sports has become invested in sports betting, promoting the partners, and I understand why. But also, it's kind of the twofold thing of everybody is promoting it, but everyone's telling us, oh, it's no big deal, blah, 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 this and that. We've seen small scale stuff in the NFL where, Jameson Williams, a Calvin Ridley, not the big names, have seemingly been involved. I mean, this would be the equivalent of Patrick Mahomes, of LeBron. Go
sure,
ahead.
You're exactly right. And the funny thing is we love to gamble on football.
Sure.
We love to gamble on football. But I would say that the two places where the biggest questions in gambling and how they affect that sport negatively are the NBA from the Tim Donaghy scandal and, I'm sorry, Major League Baseball. Like baseball, like maybe steroids is 1A. And gambling is 1B. I mean, throughout the test of time, and it may be even reversed.
Sure.
When you think of Pete Rose and where we are, when you think of the Black Sox scandal going back 100 years, when you're talking about the connections to this and what could happen, and now with baseball's biggest star, you are not often saying LeBron James and Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's what this is for Major League Baseball. And on the eve of this happening, I just think it's an enormous story. And one that so many people have been talking about over the last 24 hours, but just because something new about it doesn't happen, we're not seeing it, you know, on a headline rundown. And I think it's crazy, and I think it's so much more nuanced because, honestly, I don't think that Shohei Ohtani is guilty of anything, except the optics are making it so awful, and the optics are a huge deal in all of this, because that's what we always say with gambling becoming prevalent now in sports. Well, how does this look? Look at the MLB Network. They're running ads for DraftKings, and, you know, it's so hypocritical. Whatever you want to say with that garbage. When you look at where this has been in baseball for over 100 years, that's what makes it an enormous story. Throw in the biggest star in the sport right now, by far, it's just a huge, huge deal.
Well, and I think what also makes it interesting is, like, the mystique that he's created for himself. Okay, so I'm going to use an extreme example. When the Tiger Woods stuff happened, I remember my first take, the Tiger Woods, you know, mistresses, all that stuff.
Yep.
I remember my first take being like, I just can't see Tiger, like, at a club chasing girls, because I've been led to believe that this whole time all he does is eat, sleep, breathe golf, and he's in his room, you know, watching, you know, 7 o'clock at night watching videos of his putts from 14. And so that was the first thing that struck me with Ohtani, is he's so locked in on baseball. His routine, his regimen for his arm, for his body, for his this. It's like, and so I'm not saying that that's what happened, but, like, my first default was, I read the story, it's like, man, this interpreter really screwed him. And then you really start to peel back the layers, and maybe is he potentially, I'm not saying he is, I'm just saying, is he potentially more involved? It's just because of this mystique of he's all baseball all the time. He doesn't do media. You know, there's very specific things about when he's available and who he's available to and how. It just leads to a very interesting setup right now.
Jason Stewart's our executive producer. Do we have to say no to Dodger fan for bias purposes?
No,
just kidding.
I think this is off that one. It's fascinating to me for many reasons, and me being a Dodger fan almost has nothing to do with it.
100%. It was just a dumb joke.
For us that lived through the Pete Rose thing, we know how serious this is. And I checked when you brought that up on the air. I checked, and not one of the major sports sites and sports has this on their front page or even on their list of
wow.
items, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
I didn't know that until you brought it up. And maybe I'm not shocked because ESPN.com, brought to you by FanDuel, doesn't have a major gambling scandal. And I remember bringing this up to Dan a year ago when wonky things were happening in the NFL. And I'm like, you know what? the product right now is so weird and oftentimes unwatchable. If these games are being thrown, it kind of looks like it. And I'm thinking, and what's the incentive of the people that cover the sport to spend a lot of time on this? Because all of us are bought and sold by these companies. And I didn't even think about this layer until you brought it up 5 minutes ago. I got 9,000 other things about this. None of the stories add up at all in this.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to Shohei. It's just going to be, I think, a matter of how much does baseball want to press it and how much he could lawyer up and get himself separated from this. You know?
It's difficult for me to believe, because it's difficult for me to believe that an interpreter would have $4.5 million in gambling debts. Just is. I don't know what an interpreter's salary is.
Let me jump in. You say that, but wasn't there some like low level staffer for the Jags that somehow ran up $20 million in gambling debts, or was that?
Sure. Yeah, stole $20 million. Yeah, you're exactly right.
He makes $500,000, by the way.
He does.
His salary was $500,000.
Okay. All right. So that's so significant. You're obviously working with Shohei Ohtani. That's part of it. Ohtani made the payments. His name was on the account because of the payments from the report that he paid $500 or $500,000 on two separate occasions in the fall of 2023 to cover some of these debts. My point is, if we go to worst case scenario with all of this, and this goes back to the optics thing, if Shohei Ohtani is betting on international soccer, if he's betting on other events overseas, why do we care?
It's a great question.
In terms of, this is where. Slippery slope. I don't know if that's a phrase you want to use, Jason, in terms of this, but didn't Michael Jordan gamble all the time as a member of the Chicago Bulls, where it's legendary of him going to Atlantic City and blowing his money like he did? And that's where for me, if it is and the interpreter has to be the fall guy, then that's the deal that they made out. But as long as he hasn't bet on baseball, as long as it hasn't trickled into that world, I mean, I don't bet every sport. Do you bet hockey? You know, like, no, you know. And I know it's a bad example to make, but we've seen other people bet before. If it's not affecting what is going on the field, I don't have a problem with it. But it's the optics of everything that goes with it, with baseball, with the stories changing, with these Major League Baseball betting partners that with it, that I think end up making it a bigger story. The amount is something that I couldn't dream of, whether it be the interpreter or whether it be Shohei Ohtani. But if it is worst case scenario and he never bet on baseball, then Shohei Ohtani didn't do anything wrong.
Well, and that was the part that was interesting to me as we peel back the layers here is, you know, obviously we have learned over time, you know, the nuance of the NFL rules. Okay, you can't bet at the facility. You can't bet if you're traveling on the road. And I'm correcting this. You can't bet on any sport. Yeah. Go ahead.
Correct.
And
I just wanted to caveat. He didn't do anything wrong except you can't bet in California. That would be the legal part of it, and that's where this kind of all stemmed for.
Yeah.
So that would be the point of it, but of him tarnishing the game, I don't think that's the case.
First of all, how did we not think to get Dan Lust on the show today?
Yeah, right.
To break this all down. Dan Beyer and I have about a 75 show. It's like a Joe DiMaggio type streak.
We'll get him on tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get him on tomorrow. Yeah. No, but that would be an interesting nuance of it. Is there any liability because sports gambling is not legal in the state of California? But no, and this is, you know, this is the unfortunate part of the world that we live in, which is that everybody rushes to judgment on everything without just a total, you know, nuance of the facts is like, you know, what are Major League Baseball's rules? Because like I was saying with the NFL, it's like, okay, you know, Calvin Ridley was dumb enough to bet on the NFL. And like, I had no sympathy for them. But then you start to read about some of these other guys. Well, they're betting on, you know, college basketball or college football or the NBA, but they're doing it at the facility. And that's still a violation of the rules, but they didn't know they couldn't do it at the facility. And so it's the same with Shohei of what is the MLB betting policy? If he's not betting on baseball, if there's nothing illegal, to your point, what's the difference between that and him going to Vegas and blowing off some steam and, you know, playing blackjack until 6 a.m. if that's what he wants to do in his free time with his discretionary income? And by the way, we're not saying that it was definitively Shohei. What we are saying is we need some more facts as to what actually happened before, even if it was Shohei, whether he did anything wrong or not.
Good point. Jason Stewart, you wanted to add?
To your point, Dan, and by the way, you share the same opinion as a lot of people. I think Cowherd said the same thing today. As long as he's not betting baseball, and I will say this to that, those of us who lived through the Pete Rose thing, and then even David Stern in 1994 when he forced Michael Jordan to retire because he gambled allegedly. It's not necessarily that he didn't bet on his sport or his team up to now. It's when at that point when you get leveraged $4.5 million and you're dealing with a bookie, which is probably at some point along the lines connected with some kind of mob entity. What will you do to cover those bets? What are you willing to do that you can control to cover those bets? And I think that's why baseball is very, very sensitive to this. I think that's any sports entity. What are you going to do if you get too far in the hole?
That's an interesting part about it, because that's why I if you're $4.5 million in, I'm sorry, baseball knows about it. People don't realize the lengths of security that goes on in these leagues. And I understand that the NFL and in backtracking, but there was a way that they found out Jameson Williams was betting in a certain spot. The level of security in the NBA is mind-blowing. You would not know the things that they know about people who are tied to people in the NBA. And I would have to think that the same is Major League Baseball. This is also from a commissioner who at one point was paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to get the dirt on Alex Rodriguez before anybody else did. So you mean to tell me that Major League Baseball didn't know this stuff was going on? And that's why the optics of it, it feels like it's a cover-up in changing the story of the interpreter, but I also feel it's a cover-up by Major League Baseball that they just want this story to go away, not only for the betting partners, but also because, to Aaron's point, this is the biggest star in all of baseball. This is a global icon. And so that's why it's not going to become something. But even if it was it really that big of a deal? And if 40 of the 50 states are allowing betting and he just happens to live in one of the 10, like what does, I mean, you know, it's like, some states have a speed limit of 80 and you cross the state line and maybe it's 65 and you get a speeding ticket because, oh, I didn't realize I was in, you know, North Dakota or whatever the case was. There's that portion of it as well. Is it a law because it's bad, or is it a law just because it's a law, right? Like and I think you brought up the point of the revenue as well, of what these states actually want. Like the whole reason that this was being a crackdown in Orange County is because they want to take care of illegal bookmakers.
Yeah, the DOJ, it's been made a priority to track down the illegal bookmakers so that those states can convert to legal so they can tax it. Yeah.
Sure. California will probably be the last of all of them. But
yeah.
It's a story that I just think it's more of the optics than anything else.
Well, I think what it is, big name, big money denomination. And then to your point, the story has changed a few times since the story came out. And listen, it wouldn't surprise me if MLB wanted it to go away, if the interpreter has to be the fall guy. Why? Because we're taking probably hundreds of millions of dollars from these advertisers across everything that we do. And this is our biggest star. And you know, again, there's a nuance to if he actually did anything wrong or not. But independent of that, you know, there's a lot of money at stake. I'll give you...
Yeah, go ahead. No,
I remember... Do you remember when the FBI basketball scandal broke, college basketball scandal, and it was like, you know, Arizona's paying this kid, you know, first of all, the money is laughable now with the NIL, but they're paying $2,500 to this kid, and Louisville's paying $50,000 to this kid, and whatever. And people kind of kept saying, like, well, you know, if they dig deep, they're gonna have juice on everybody. And then it kind of just went away, and nobody else got involved. And, you know, you can name the 10 programs that were all signing the best players at that time, and you could probably deduct that a lot of them were doing the same things. But at some point, somebody just kind of waved the white flag and was like, we're not going to be digging any deeper on this. And I wonder, this is what that feels like with Major League Baseball, of, okay, Shohei's guy was, you know, got himself in a little bit of trouble, nothing to see here, no reason to look into this further, because there's so much at stake for Major League Baseball, for the gambling companies. I mean, it's just, that's what it reminds me of.
If I stole $4.5 million from you, would we be sitting next to each other doing a show right now? Probably not. Yet they were together in a dugout on Wednesday, hours a day after he spoke with ESPN. The interpreter did, Ipe did with ESPN about the situation. So on Wednesday, when they were playing in Korea, they knew this stuff was going on.
Sure.
And there they were spotted in the dugout having a conversation. And then the Dodgers, after the game, subsequently fired him and removed him. But this had been going on prior. And that's where I just don't.
No,
there's not bad blood. It's not a stealing. It's
you're right. But, I mean, even if you have 100 million, 500 million, a billion, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing from me. If you broke my trust, you broke my trust. It's a great point.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. In for Doug Gottlieb. Jared Smith, our betting expert, joins us in a matter of minutes. In fact, right after Nick Cope gives us the latest of what's happening in March Madness on this first round Thursday. What's going on, Nick?
All right, guys, we got another final in Salt Lake City. Arizona dominated the second half against Long Beach State.
Get after me. They did. He responded well. Larson three, left side, and that's another three for Arizona. Love with the pass, and the lead's 18.
That's courtesy of Westwood One. Arizona would go on to win by 20, 85-65. So Dan Munson and the Beaches run is over. Earlier, Duquesne had the upset win as the 11 seed over BYU, 71-67. Creighton pulled away from Akron, 77-60. First game of the day saw Michigan State lead wire-to-wire against Mississippi State, 69-51. Tom Izzo is 9-0 against the SEC in the NCAA tournament. Games currently in action. North Carolina in control against Wagner, 70-50. 1-point lead at the break for Illinois on Moorhead State. The Eagles were in control early, but the Fighting Illini able to recover, take that 1-point lead into the locker room. And midway through the first half, Oregon South Carolina are tied at 13. Other college basketball news: Duke coach John Shire said guard Caleb Foster is out for the NCAA tournament, a stress fracture in his ankle. Duke starts their NCAA tournament run tomorrow night against against Vermont. Reports say SMU has fired coach Rob Lanier after just two seasons. In the NFL, the Lions released corner Cameron Sutton, who police in Florida still have not been able to locate after they issued an arrest warrant 2 weeks ago for a domestic battery charge. NFL Vice President Troy Vincent said that the tush push will not be banned for the upcoming season. Before we get it back to the guys, did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Dan Beyer, Aaron Torres, back to you.
Thank you very much. Nick Cope, Jared Smith, our Fox Sports Radio betting analyst, so you can hear Saturday mornings. Countdown to tip-off is the phrase we're going to be using in the month of March. Is that right, Jared Smith? Welcome in.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. It is countdown to tip-off powered by BetMGM. Just a little bit of a change-up. We don't have a countdown to first pitch in the summertime. We'll get back to countdown to kickoff when the football resumes. But for now, we're switching gears a little bit.
Well, let's dive into this tournament. And I think a lot of people are feeling that they know hoops. They're smart. They know what's up, because they know to pick Tom Izzo in March. And it happened again today. And I would assume there's probably a lot of money on Michigan State just because Izzo is still on the bench. Is that what we had in our game of numero uno on this Thursday?
Yeah, they were a pretty popular choice earlier today, Dan. But I'll be honest, when I was looking at the numbers of Izzo, he's good at winning games. Doesn't cover a whole lot of numbers. But this was a pick 'em. It was pretty much straight up. If you thought they were going to beat Mississippi State, you had a pretty decent chance to cover the spread today. I think it might have closed 1 or 1.5. So unless the game landed on 1, which it didn't. Sparty was fantastic. Tyson Walker, all-conference player. He's one of the more higher usage rate guys in the country. You probably don't know him because, you know, hasn't been the best year for Sparty. But they have experience. They have size. And obviously Mississippi State, just a little bit too much for them. They had a freshman point guard who had a great year, Josh Hubbard. He was the freshman of the year in the SEC. But just a little too much bulk for Sparty today.
Let me ask a very basic question, Jared. You know, this is like one of the great gambling days of the year, but it's almost too much. It's going to the buffet and literally being able to get anything you like. In NFL Saturday, you got 16, or NFL Sunday, excuse me, you got 16 games, whatever you figure it out. How do you even go about cutting out games or figuring out what you actually want to place action on?
Such a good question, Aaron. Honestly, I think the hardest thing I do in this stretch is the prep. The prep for Thursday, and really it's Tuesday, right? The bracket gets announced Sunday night, and we have basically 48 hours until the first game tips off. Now, you get that little mulligan where, you know, a lot of the big games and the big money won't really come down on the first four games, but it's still tournament games, so you get excited. That prep for me is the most intense 48 hours. Like, I didn't talk to anyone. I had the only human interaction I had Monday and Tuesday was with people from work, like doing calls and doing shows and segments. I didn't talk to anyone. I was in my cave. And it's just it's your process, your normal process, but it's just elongated and like a marathon. So I don't change anything. I go through each game. I check my data sources. There's 3 or 4 data sources out there in college basketball. KenPom, Torvik, Haslam. Shot quality's come on lately and done some really good stuff with regression data. I make my numbers, and then I compare those numbers to what the sports books offer. And then you start to go through and you see which underdogs the public really likes. Because the trend, right, you said it, everyone bets this, they tend to be wrong. So public underdogs tend to be a great fade. I like to see the dust settle a little bit with the market. And also any injuries, any momentum, situational handicapping comes into account. But you just have to go down the list one by one. There's 36 games in the first 5 days. And, you know, you just have to kind of, you know, figure out if you can, you know, eliminate certain ones based off of where the numbers are.
Jared Smith joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting in for Doug Gottlieb on the Doug Gottlieb Show. I mentioned this to Aaron earlier, and I'm curious if this is a part of your eval at all. We took the automatic qualifiers, the bid stealers, especially the Duquesnes and the NC States and the New Mexicos of the like, and I said to Aaron, I don't know if I should take a team because they're hot or if I should pick against them because, like, NC State played 5 games in 5 days. Does that factor in at all as you separate these matchups, especially with the 11 seeds that we got in this year's bracket?
Yeah, I think I'm more against those teams in the tournament. You know, the outlier there, Dan, is UConn from 2014. They are, and if you go back and look at the national champions over the last 20 years since KenPom's been doing his formula, UConn is like the ultimate outlier champion. Their efficiency rating, where they were entering the tournament, and then that run they went on, it was unlike anything else we've ever seen in modern college basketball. So to ask a team like an NC State that did just that exact same thing, high major conference, 5 wins in 5 days, UNC, Duke, et cetera, et cetera, to ask them to bounce back the following week and continue at that level is just not something college kids do very often. And I think the most important thing when you're handicapping your bracket, it's not the best teams, it's the most consistent. Like Kentucky, for example. At their best, I think Kentucky's better than anyone in the country, but they're not going to give you their best for 6 straight games. They haven't done it all season, so why are you going to expect them to do it here in the tournament? Last year was a good example of a buy low with UConn, because UConn showed us their best early in the year, and then he went into that lull, and then they got back to their best later in the year. But that best was, they were pretty consistent early in the season. So they've been the best team all year. I think Purdue and Houston right there in terms of consistent quality all season long, but obviously it's called madness for a reason.
And that's what I was going to ask, Jared, is that was a trend of mine that I kind of really hammered home on in my bracket selection process, is if a team has shown you, you know, you mentioned Kentucky, but Arizona's another one. I was at the Pac-12 tournament last week. They beat USC by a million and look like the best team in the country. They lose to Oregon the next day. So how much of it is raw numbers, but how much of it is we have a 5-month sample size of these teams, and there are teams like a North Carolina maybe with a lower upside, but they really haven't had a bad 2-week stretch, versus an Arizona that at its best beat Duke, at its best did this, at its best did that, but also has had some really low lows as well.
Arizona's a fade for me. Creighton's a fade. Alabama's a fade. These are teams that at their Kentucky fade. Like, these are teams that, and I'm not saying they can't win a couple of games, make a Sweet 16, even make a Final Four, but when you're talking about winning your bracket pool, you're talking about picking a national champion, betting them in the futures market, betting them straight up. To me, those are teams that on any given night, I think the floor is a lot lower than the average person thinks because of the name value of Kentucky and Arizona. They just think no matter what, you're not going to get a base level performance. But you go back and you look at the season, there's really only been, I want to say, those three teams, UConn, Houston, and Purdue, that haven't given you a elongated stretch of really bad basketball. That's why those are the three best teams. That's why I think the one seeds, and last year was the first time in the history of the tournament we had no one seeds make it to the Elite Eight, which is crazy. I think that is probably making a little bit of a bias against the one seeds this year. My guess is maybe North Carolina being part of that mix, the one seeds perform significantly better because, again, outliers happen in these tournaments. I think last year was one of those outliers with those top seeds.
Jared Smith joining us here on Saturday mornings on Fox Sports Radio on BetMGM's countdown to tip-off in the month of March and heading into April. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug Gottlieb. So Kansas tonight, the 4 seed in action against Samford. We know about Kansas's injuries. If you wanted to pick a 13 seed, this was probably the one. How do you evaluate the Jayhawks right now without Kevin McCullough?
Yeah, they are the most bet against team today. If that answers your question, like Samford.
Why doesn't the line move then?
That's great. It's a fantastic follow up because the public doesn't impact the line movements as much as people think. The line movements are impacted by the professional gamblers like the Bill Krakenbergers, another one of our Fox Sports Radio brethren, that bet so much and such at such high volume that he moves the market. But the little dinky dunky $100 bets from thousands of people, sportsbooks trust their numbers. They don't let those types of bets affect the actual numbers themselves. But yes, a lot of people are betting Samford today, and I get it. I mean, they're like the fun team in this tournament. So they've got 3 shooters, all upperclassmen, all shooting 38% or better from three. And the Kansas offensive numbers have really trended down post McCullough. And he was a guy that was an assist guy too. He's top third in the country in assist rate. He had 10 dimes against Kentucky earlier this year. So he's not just a scorer, but he's a distributor. And Dickinson's going to have to play the game of his life. They don't have a ton of offense. I think they can get past Samford. I think after that is where things get a little dicey for the Jayhawks.
You mentioned UConn. I'd just be curious just how you have them power rated relative to those other elite teams that we've seen this year. And I only ask because I mentioned this to Doug an hour ago when he joined us. But, you know, you see articles where NBA scouts are saying that they're the most talented team or the most complete team, whatever, you know, and 10, 12, 15 years of our scouting, just from your perspective on what actually, it's a one-game tournament, we get it, but what has to happen for them to lose and just how you have them relative to those other elite teams?
I think they're at least a possession and a half better than Houston. I think Purdue's probably getting close to, you know, two solid possessions. Like, they'll be a three-point favorite on a neutral against those teams. Now, again, things could change throughout the course of the tournament, but if it is like a Houston UConn championship, UConn's going to be the favorite by at least a bucket there. But Houston gets a lot of love in the market. Purdue also because of Edie. So it's not as wide as you think, but definitely by at least a bucket. UConn, me evaluating UConn, the numbers speak for themselves. They're the number one team in Torvik since that loss to Creighton about 6 weeks ago, actually about a month ago. But to me, the way I watch them, like the style that they play, it's almost like fighting Ali in his prime. Because they will let you land the first punch. In fact, I think they like you. They want you to land the first punch. And they want you to almost feel a little bit like, okay, we can play with these guys. And then that middle eight we talk about a lot in the NFL, it exists in college basketball, that last media timeout and then the first media timeout in the second half. They have excelled in that area this year, and they just grind you down because Newton, Spencer, Castle is a unanimous all-freshman team. No one even knew about him last year, and they bring Spencer in from Rutgers, and Newton's like one of the best players, I think, in the country, pound for pound. And then they got Klingon in the middle, who's the big man that replacing Sonogo, who's the big man on last year's team. So they have everything. Like, they have no weaknesses. But again, this tournament has a way of thinking you know something about a team and then changing your perspective. So we'll see if they can handle the pressure of being the champs.
He's Jared Smith. Find him on X at Jared Lee Smith. Hear him right here on Fox Sports Radio. Not only right now during the Doug Gottlieb Show, but you can also hear him Saturday mornings on BetMGM's countdown to tip-off throughout the month of March and into April here on FSR. You know Ornberger's there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Rich is getting ready. He's got a big San Diego State game coming up.
Yes, he does.
We're very excited for the Aztecs.
Jared, we appreciate it. Talk to you soon, man. Thanks.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, he's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Coming up next, we'll give you an update on the scores of this game. One tight one only in the first half. It's another 6-11 matchup. Nick Cope will have that and so much more. Hit Aaron up at Aaron_Torres. Find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. It's all next here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
A top seed right now could be on the ropes. Nick Cope will tell you who that is in a second. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug Gottlieb today on the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studios. Hit Aaron up at Aaron_Torres. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Couldn't do it without Iowa Sam and Jason Stewart. And the aforementioned Nick Cope was here with the press.
The press.
All right, you got some scores and some other stories,
yes.
Nick?
Yeah, let's start with the scores real quick. North Carolina, they finish off a 90-61 win over Wagner, so they're going to play Michigan State in the second round of the West region. And we got three games going on. Tight one here. Morehead State, the 14 seed, currently up one on Illinois. They're still early in the second half. And Oregon starting to inch out a little bit in front of South Carolina, up seven inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. And then Nevada and Dayton. And that's a 10-7 matchup they just tipped off as well. Let's stick with college basketball here for this first story, guys. Long Beach State, they bowed out to Arizona, lost by 20. Of course, the great story with their coach Dan Munson getting fired prior to the conference tournament and then going on to win it. Their athletic director, Bobby Smitherin, said to the Associated Press today, quote, "My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, that they would play inspired, and that's what they did. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked," end quote.
Okay. Why wouldn't you have fired him like the first week of the season? Right. The undefeated player for national
team. You're right. And the number one seed in the West.
Yeah, how about that?
The 49ers of Long Beach State.
Coming in at 31-1.
There have been times where people have been fired from a job that has reinvigorated a program. It never happens when the guy remains on the job for the remainder of the season. It's usually because that guy is out. So for this guy to take credit, if you would have said, you know what, Dan, you got to go now, promote an assistant and have him take over and it gives the team new blood, then maybe you could take a little credit. This, absolutely none. And what, that's so Smitherin, right?
Smitherin, yes. Yeah.
Is that, oh, geez.
Yeah. And Dan Munson's been coaching, that he hasn't paid him for this extra week, nothing. So
I saw that.
He said he's working for free, right?
I think it was Jay Stu that said they cut off his insurance and stuff. I'm like, good Lord. I know the Cal State school system, is a little underfunded, but goodness.
I'm sure he's going to find another job, though. Former Gonzaga and Minnesota coach.
I tried to use my school ID at Wisconsin years after I graduated because you got a discount at the university golf course. And then they started scanning them. You used to just show them. Yep. Here it was. Here's my ID. I'm a student. All right, here's the discount. And then they started scanning them and didn't work anymore.
This just happened last year.
Yeah.
This is 32 years old.
All right, guys, the NBA announced that it's shutting down the G League Ignite after the season. It was created back in 2020, but they say now with NIL and the transfer portal on college basketball, the G League Ignite doesn't really serve much of a purpose anymore.
All right. Do you want me to do my spiel?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear it.
Listen, Dan, Torres, I get a little rough criticism here because I like to pat myself on the back when I'm right. I've never been more right on anything. It never made sense at any level to pay tens of millions of dollars for a developmental league that college basketball is doing for free and never has a chance of turning a profit. You put aside all the other stuff, NIL has nothing to do with it. It never made sense. It was never going to work. And then, by the way, last year, they basically did have to start bidding to get players, which was weird in and of itself. So I'm not surprised at all. It never was going to work. And it didn't.
They should name it the G League Extinguished.
Oh!
Well,
thank you. Thank you very much.
And obviously, Aaron, the NFL, they've done that with college football.
They appreciate the minor league system that is in place. And it's never made sense.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the NFL, Executive Vice President Troy Vincent was talking about some of the rule changes. They want to get rid of the hip drop tackle. They say the play's got an injury rate of 20 to 25 times higher than other forms of tackles. And he also added that the tush push will not be banned or limited for the upcoming season.
I'm so happy with the latter part because I think a lot of people realize that it isn't just an easy play for everyone, that there is an advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'll tell you, but other teams didn't have that advantage. Now without Jason Kelce, I'm curious to see how well it's actually going to work for Philadelphia next year.
Yeah, it is strategic to me. It kind of annoyed me that people wanted to get rid of it. I actually like it.
That's the press.
Get back in that.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
And the hip drop tackle, I am fully in support of. I know you have to figure out ways to get guys down, but that one, there are more injuries to that, especially on turf in scenarios and the artificial stuff. Yeah, you got to get away from it. All right. Does Illinois rally and end up taking down Morehead State?
I think so, but they have to start at least trying a little bit on defense, which as of right now, they are not.
It is a one-point deficit as they hit the stretch in that showdown in the East region. This was fun. As I said, it didn't feel like work. Let's do it again tomorrow.
I will be here.
All right, so for Nick Cope, Jason Stewart, Iowa Sam, and Aaron Torres, I'm Dan Beyer. It's been the Doug Gottlieb Show live from the TireRack.com studios. Enjoy the rest of the games today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.